KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Two 15-year-old Anchorage girls killed by a truck that ran onto a sidewalk will be remembered at a public memorial service. The families of Jordan Durr and Brooke McFeeters will celebrate the lives of the best friends together later this week. The families released a statement through the Anchorage Police Department asking for privacy. The girls at about 6:45 Friday night were walking along Abbott Road near 88th Avenue when they were struck by a pickup driven by 31-year-old Stacy Ellen Graham. Police say tests indicated Graham's blood alcohol was 3 times the legal limit. He continued to be treated Sunday for injuries from the crash. Police Department spokesperson Danny Myron says Graham will be arrested when he's discharged from the hospital. He's been charged with driving under the influence and second-degree murder. The Coast Guard says a 65-foot Oregon-based fishing vessel has run aground 4 miles west of Valdez. The fishing tender Fate Hunter of Astoria ran aground Sunday with 4 people on board. Another fishing boat, the Akimi, picked them up and brought them to Valdez. The Fate Hunter was carrying 1,500 gallons of diesel, 300 gallons of hydraulic oil, 100 gallons of lube oil, and 75 tons of fish. The Coast Guard said a light sheen was reported near the vessel, and its owner was working with responders to minimize the environmental impact. The Coast Guard and state personnel were monitoring the vessel and planned to try to refloat it. There were no injuries or major structural damage to the vessel reported. Russia's leading the way in commercial shipping along the Northern Sea Route. According to the Barents Observer, Russia's biggest shipping company is now offering commercial transshipments along the Northern Sea Route 6 months out of the year. The company's leader, Sergey Frank, met with Russia's President Vladimir Putin just last week. He says that the Northern Sea Route is coming to life with year-round commercial shipping available in the western portion of the route. Frank says Russian Arctic energy projects are a large player in increased traffic. The amount of sea ice along the Northern Sea Route is reported to be below average. A total of 270 vessels so far this year have received permits to travel along the route. That's five times more vessels than in 2012. The Northern Sea Route runs through the Bering Strait and along the Russian Arctic coast, connecting the Pacific and Atlantic oceans. Japanese political leaders hope to revitalize the country's nuclear program. It scaled back from more than 50 nuclear reactors to less than 5 after an earthquake caused a meltdown at the Fukushima reactors in 2011. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, Japan's return to nuclear could affect Alaska's chances at large-scale exports of LNG to the Asian nation. The Japanese parliament returned former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to power in December. Abe is a pro-business nationalist who does not want China to be the region's economic engine. Japan imports virtually all of its power, including the uranium used in the nuclear plants. Jane Nakano is an Energy and National Security Fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She says the country would like to increase both its use of nuclear and renewable energy sources.
The question is the midterm, what fuel sources besides nuclear they would be relying upon if the restart does not go as smoothly as Abe would like.
Alaska exported LNG to Japan for decades. North Slope producers who hope to one day build a gas pipeline see Japan and other Asian countries as prime markets.
Whether Japan restarts nuclear or how many nuclear plants it restarts, I wouldn't call it major, but it is a significant piece.
Larry Persily is the federal coordinator for Alaska LNG projects. He says the window is not narrowing for the Alaska pipeline. Japan is the largest LNG customer in the world, about a third of the global market share last year. But as China and India grow, Japan's market share will shrink. And if Japan does fire up its nuclear reactors, Persily says the country will only cut its LNG imports by about 1 or 2 billion cubic feet a day. That's not much.
That is not going to affect the market gas, pipeline gas from Russia into China.
And Alaska's LNG pipeline is a giant in its own right. Construction could cost between $45 billion and $65 billion. None of the North Slope companies are ready to shell out that kind of money yet. Alaska's pipeline would not be in operation until the 2020s at the earliest, and it's virtually impossible to predict whether Japan's economy will continue to grow until then. The statewide broadband task force is planning on bringing high-speed broadband internet across the state. The group announced Friday that every home in Alaska should have access to 100 megabits per second by the year 2020. The task force is comprised of 22 members that first met in March of 2011. They've heard from more than 30 presenters of the importance and positive benefits of providing broadband access across the state. Alaska Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development Commissioner Susan Bell says that broadband internet plays an important role for the education, commerce, public safety, and health care of Alaskans. The broadband plan is currently open for public comments. It can be viewed at akbroadbandtaskforce.com. The interior wildfire season has come back to life. Thick smoke blanketed the region Saturday. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District canceled all activities, and the interior football jamboree at Lathrop High School was also canceled. Alaska Fire Service spokesperson Terry Anderson says strong winds, prolonged heat, and a lack of rain have given the two large fires new strength. The Mississippi Fire east of Delta Junction poses the most serious risk. The fire was threatening 65 structures in the Clear Creek subdivision, South Bank Homesteads, and Whitestone community. The price of gold today up $26.90 an ounce to $1,342.60. An ounce of silver up 84 cents to $21.49. It's currently 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.